Backwoods TV, you heard?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Y'all already know what to do, nigga. My name been solidified. But y'all ain't know that. I'm from a place where you ride out the real back. I sign niggas like a timeout. Let me find out money what you grind about. Strong, move quiet, I'm low-key like a hideout. Shout out to my management, haters can't stand this shit. Now I'm on wax, no candlestick. It's go time, my life be on green. Exclusive Jordans on, you niggas ain't got D's. I'm grown, you better go play with your PlayStation. Your boy been sick, no doc, I need patience. Critics never leave, they love on my hate cases. So me, I'm all in my bag like vacation.
I tried to y'all don't even understand though, I'm just playing around with y'all niggas.
Hey K, I can't take these niggas seriously.
For real though.
Let me say it in advance. Back me off my hustle, never, you ain't got the chance. Success been a mission, losing out the plan. Miss me with the bull, you on ball, you in the stand. Your love really real, so shout out to my fans. My engineer beast, shout out to my man. All high notes, that mean I'm out for fans. So even in the dark, my neck bright like a lamp. My name send me side, but you call me the champ. I'm great, I do everything that you can. Brand new Jordans, brand new fitted on. Jewels on gorgeous, y'all haters get shitted on.
I keep telling y'all though, they don't hear me. Y'all still don't get the fucking picture.
Wifey said snap though.
I dropped three back to back, now they riding away. Playing field at the land of the brave. I'm a leader, not a follower, I'm master the maze. I'm in my zone getting blown, pounding the haze. Everybody got a book, but I ain't changing the page. Like a storm on the beach, I'm changing the wave. I got money in my vision, haters not in the frame. You should slow down on your speed, cause you not in my lane. My uncle DJ, my cousin rapping, running my veins. M.O.B. fuck a hater like I'm running a train. Hate come with the love, that's just one of them things. So I gotta keep a gun in the jeans, know what I mean?
Told y'all niggas. Gasoline season all year on y'all fuck niggas. Don't hop on the wave once we start cruising.
Not at all.
Yo, what the fuck to do? Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Semicide and R. You tuned in for another episode of Backwoods TV. Shout outs to my boy Flock Guys on the 1-2s. Shout outs to For the Record. Y'all already know we 7 days a week with this shit. Home of the independent artists, home of the independent business owners. We on it like that. Shout outs to my We Made Us movement and my squad, my management, the artists, the vendors. You already know we lit. Shout out to my wifey, who always tapped in, tuned in, right by me. You already know the shit. But we're going to jump this show off. Yo, I got some guests for y'all today. Yo, I got plenty of guests. I brought some people out to play. I told you, y'all already know what I do on this show. I go hunting for the most hard worker. I see people that's working, and I go for them. This is what we do here. So with that said, I'm going to bring on my first guest. We're going to run through these. Because I got quite a few guests on the roster today. So I'm going to run through my guests. We're going to go ahead and jump off the first interview. The man I'm about to bring to the stage. Listen, bro, this man, he does it all. Camera work, entrepreneur work, money work. You already know the fucking vibes. So let him know what it is, yo. Tell him where you from. Caller, tell him where you from and what you do.
Yo, you talking to me, right? You talking to Bryson B. Money?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, my name is Bryson B. Money, straight out of Plainfield. You know what I'm saying? I'm growing up in Atlanta right now. And, you know, I'm the self-proclaimed multi-platinum Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, philanthropist, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. You know, I'm a business owner. I own a digital marketing agency, and I've been in the music business. I'm working behind the scenes, also releasing my own music for quite some time now. I was the New Jersey Idol for quite some time. I went to the Apollo. I'm filming TV shows. I'm just trying to put Plainfield on the map, even though Plainfield is on the map because I feel like we got some talented people there already.
Oh,
but, I'm trying to rep over here in Atlanta all day. You know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. And I appreciate you having me coming on your show. So, Mike, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've got all love for you, and I appreciate you reaching out to people that's in your neighborhood that you recognize, from your neighborhood that you recognize and that they're out
Absolutely.
There in the world
Shout
making
out.
It happen.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Plainfield, New Jersey. We took peace.
Hey.
We got P-Funk. We got Parliament and the Funkadelic. We gonna stop it right there. Period,
that's
nigga.
It.
We started
Legend.
Funk, period. So we here every Thursday, though. Y'all already know the vibes, yo. Make sure to call us. Stay on the line. I got my boy Bryson B. Money in the building. He on the building.
Hey.
There. Like, I need y'all to hold the lines. I'm going to definitely get to everybody, to my guests. Like I told you, I got quite a few guests. We're going to go ahead and get to this. Bryson, welcome to the show first and foremost. Like, I thank you for taking time out your busy schedule to tap in with what I'm doing. And, you know, I appreciate you supporting the movement I got going on and what I'm trying to do for the hardworking artists and business owners. So that's first and foremost. Since it's your first time on the show, I'm going to let you know how we do things on Backwoods TV. I give you a chance to go ahead and shout out your Instagram twice, which we'll jump into that in a second. I give you a chance to shout out all your social medias. Then we ask you three questions. And then we go ahead and end it with your social medias. And then we go ahead and play that hit that you brought to the table, because I already heard both. I heard all three of them I got. And all three of them
hey.
Is a hit. So this is what we're doing here. So we're going to go ahead and start with the first question. My first question to you is, I've moved to Atlanta. I moved to Marietta at first, and then I actually moved to Atlanta, downtown Atlanta by College Park. So I'm very familiar with the mm-hmm. area. What made
yeah.
you say, you know what, let me pick up my shit, and I'm going to go try this in the South and see where I go from there?
Well, what happened was, I'm going to be 100% G with you. You know, when the time to crack the recession hit, I was already, at the time I was already on newspapers because, at that time I had graced three pages of our local newspaper at that time, and I had already had my concert at that point. And I had already
yes,
sold
sir.
Out the venue, and it was just an amazing night. And I remember asking God, I was like, God, I really want to do this. I really feel like I can do this now. It was my first concert, and my first concert I sold out. You get what I'm saying? So I said, I really want to do this. And then once the recession hit, I felt like I sucked up all the energy out of, it was even though I love Jersey and I love my Jersey people, I was like, I need to expand because it was so many talented people like yourself. I said, I need to expand. So I moved to California at first. It was very hard, around that time. And then I ended up trying to come back to Jersey. And then I had an overlay flight to get back to Jersey. And I had to stop in Atlanta. And I got a call from somebody that said, hey, we love you. Just reconnecting, just X, Y, and Z. And it was like, yo, why don't you – because I was about to go back to my aunt's basement and just restart all over again. She was like, why don't you just stay here in Atlanta? And I was like, hell yeah, I'll do that. And the first night that I stayed there in Atlanta, my homeboy that allowed me to stay there, he was like, yo, I manage this club and I got this nightclub. I run it every night. Why don't you come and sing? And when I tell you, it was just an overwhelming amount of response of love and support for the music that I had that I just did in my living room that I sang. I was like, oh, no, this is where I want to be. So I canceled my ticket and I stayed here, and I've been here for 12 years ever since. So that's the reason why. And Atlanta is literally the Atlanta is the only place that I've known that you literally can walk down the street, especially if you live in the area that I live in. You can see people that you see on TV, music producers, every place, and then you just be like, damn, you can connect with these people because they're tangible. They're right there next to you. And if you got good networking skills, and Jersey people can talk their ass off. You hear me? We know
yes,
how to sir. Sell. You know what I'm saying? We know how to sell. And if you know how to network, you'll be able to get very far. And as long as you ain't lazy, and Jersey dudes ain't lazy, that's never been our situation. Yeah, so I hustled, and I started getting around some circles, and I said, yo, this is where I want to be. And I never left.
Yeah,
and I moved to Midtown Atlanta. And I've been in Midtown Atlanta, right there by Varsity, right behind Georgia Aquarium. And I'm like dead smack in the middle of Atlanta.
With that area.
Yeah, I know that area.
Yeah,
I've been there for 10 years.
Oh, mm-hmm. I know that's right. Well, you know, they, elaborate on that a little bit. Yeah, I agree with you, man. I love my home state. I love Jersey. It's where I'm from. I love Plainfield. It's the city that made me who I am. But after spending 15 years in Los Angeles, you know, I was like, okay, this Jersey shit ain't for me. So, you know, I just recently relocated down to North Carolina, so you ain't far to work far for me to work with on that note as far as music. We could definitely set something up for that. We'll tap into that a little off the scenes. You know, I got to kind of speed through it because I got a few guests. So my second question to you would be, what's your favorite type of music to do as far as R&B? Like, you know, there's different levels to R&B. Everybody think it's just R&B. You get on there and you sing some sash and you got R&B funk, you got R&B pop, you got R&B, just jazz R&B, you got blues R&B. It's different.
I'm gonna be honest with you. You know, when I first got down here, I got down here in 2012, and I got signed to Warner Brothers Records within 2 years when I first got down here. And the fastest growing way that I grew was in R&B pop. Like pop R&B, like the Usher's kind of style, you know, the Jason Derulo's, that was playing in the clubs, and it's still playing in the clubs to this day. So right now I do a lot of urban pop, and I do a lot of EDM work. You know, some of the, you know, some of the tracks that you hear right currently right now behind some of these EDM tracks I have written on, you know, and I'm still getting checks from those, and those are sometimes 7 years old, you know, from shit that I did from a while ago. So that's my favorite one, not only because I love to sing it and it's because it's easy for me to perform and I feel the energy, but it also gives me residual checks, if you know about that publisher.
Callers, do not hang up. You tapped in with my boy. I got my boy Bryson B. Money in the building. So I need y'all to stay on the line. If need be, we will take this bitch OT like a football game. Y'all already know the fucking vibes. y'all already know how we do. If we all go overtime, I got to spec. But on another note, before I get to my last question with Bryson, yo, I got a special guest that wasn't even on the roster that's going to tap in later on, a little later on in the show. So, hey, yo, Ra, hold the lines for him, bro. I got him. He coming. But anyway, back to Bryson, my third and final question to you would be, if you can change anything about your career thus far as anything negative or positive, would you change anything? If so, what?
I definitely would change the way that I maneuvered and the way that I maneuver my relationships and the way that I operated my business. You know, when I was first coming into it, I got so attached to the idea that I was signed to Warner Brothers and just the name, that I'm not really realizing that there was a lot of grind work and a lot of money that goes into it. And it's just real business. And I was just so consumed with the idea of the old school, I'm going to get this big advance and they're going to make my career the way that it was. But, you know, you also have to realize that they may want to do that, but you have other people that you're dealing with. You're not just dealing with yourself, you know. So it's a real business side of it. And also just if I would have focused on more on songwriting and really making those relationships, I really would have focused on that more versus on trying to be a superstar. And also one of the things that I do regret was once my deal ended, I beat myself up a lot because I felt like I failed. But at the same time, it was, you know, really realizing that you are still successful because you did it. You only fail when you don't do something. And at the same time, you also have to realize that, you know, you have to keep grinding. You have to keep pushing because there are over, I don't even know the statistic, but I know there's thousands of songs that get released every single day, you know, that you don't even know about. And they're all trying to reach the same goal. So just making sure that I'm focusing on my market and what makes me and what makes me different and just focusing on showing love to people, and that's the way I'm going to make it because I'd rather have 1,000. Right now I got 13,000 followers on Instagram, but that shit don't mean shit, bro. Only 10% of them people see my posts because they're, you know, they not locked into me. So I would rather interact with my fans. But they follow me just because of some of the, you know, they're waiting. But I need to make sure that I would rather, right now, I think one thing I would change is saying, don't get so depressed that you're not making the numbers. Just keep making the music because they're going to catch up with you later. Maybe 2 years later, and they may find your post and invest into your brand. Run Facebook ads. Yep. Run Instagram ads. Run it. So because what's going to happen is those people are going to come back, and you might be the song could be 2 or 3 or 4 years old, but if you keep pumping out records and shit, and you keep doing your shit, and you got a whole catalog, by the time they discover you 2 or 3, they're going to be a forever fan. They feel like they're gonna put all the other songs in their playlist, and they're going to bump you. I got people right now that call me almost every other day or message me and it's like, yo, every morning I wake up and when I'm riding to work, I play your record. And that's what's inspiring to me is because I know that I got a fan that's loyal, that they spin my record every single day.
Yeah. With that said, you know, like, for the people that's tapped in, all my artists, my guests that's coming on, every artist, yo, you got to respect and feel that statement because, yo, it's days, honestly, I don't even feel like fucking being bothered with this shit. And it just gets to the point where I'm just like, you know what, fuck it. And fortunately, I got a parole officer / my lady that'll be like, nah, nigga, you ain't about to, nah. Ain't none of that, my nigga. You you about to push through whatever it is, and you about to
push
go back
through.
To work.
You know what I mean? Nice, so I had my nigga where the glass of Henny, I get my glass of Henny, and I'm recording my music. I'm like, yo, this shit ain't making me no money, but it be those moments where you get somebody that, just some random person like, yo, I love your music, I love what you do, and then you'll get a download. You may not make money up front, but you have to realize that you have to keep, God is only going to bless you for what you work for. He's not just going to epiphanily give, you know, and you may never know where you, there are different facets of the music industry. You can make tons of money. Somebody might hear your rap or hear your song and be like, yo, I want you to write a hook. But especially here in Atlanta, they'll hear your shit and be like, yo, I can't do that. Can you help me do that? They'll pull you into a studio session, pay you $1,000. You could be included in it because that's my lifestyle. You get included into a budget, and then you get put on the record. You don't know where it's going to go, but at least you know that you got an accolade. I've been able to work with 5-time Grammy Award. My homeboy that mixed my records, he's working on Mariah Carey's album right now. And the prideful part about it is I can say that I have people on my phone that have 5 Grammys that are my friends that I can work with. It's the power in the network that's more powerful because you never know what record is going to hit. Is the one that's going to hit.
I got to bring this man back. Yo, Bryson, before we end your shit, yo, I'm telling you now, tap in with me in the next few days. I'm bringing you back for a full segment.
I appreciate
like,
it, bro.
I want to give you a whole show. Because, your energy is absolutely fucking amazing, bro. Like, and, you know, for people like myself as well, I have my health issues and shit like that. Definitely is a motivation to hear and a push to hear because, like you said, it don't go unnoticed when you're doing shit. So I'm sorry I'm going to have to cut it a little short, but, yo, I want to, before I give him a chance to shout his social media out and ask him one last question, I want to say to Bryson, yo, I've been a fan of yours. I've known you since Max in middle school, bro. You've always been a humble soul.
Yeah.
You've always been a positive dude. I'm proud of the transformation you've made. You know what I'm talking about. I've seen everything personally. Like, you look amazing, brother, man. Keep up everything you're doing and keep inspired. And I'm definitely going to tap in with you to bring you back for a nice whole show. I gave
Ken
Franklin,
bro. You know I know how to write a song,
And I'm about to play my favorite one. Matter of fact, hey, yo, go ahead and shout to the people where you think they can find you at.
You can find me on Instagram at Bryson B Money, all across all platforms. You can find me on SoundCloud. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on you, Bryson B Money, the one and only. Put me in Google. I'm the only one, the one and only. You can find me there. And y'all be able to pop up, and you can also see my music video for I Can and my new song that I do have all for me, and I'm also filming a reality show right down here in Atlanta, so you'll see me on your TV screens very shortly. But we didn't get into that, but that's for next time, right? That's for next. So that's a guarantee that you're gonna bring my ass back. Right.
Yeah, we bringing you back, brother man. That's one thing about me. I do have return guests, and you definitely are about to be one of the first immediate return guests. So, you know, thank you again. First, one more question for you. You know what the song is right here?
For me.
What song you got to play?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You want to go ahead and tell the people what that is and introduce your song?
Oh, this song right here is the club bumper. This, y'all need to be making TikToks to this. Y'all females need to be twerking your ass for this. Y'all need to listen to the lyrics and put this on your playlist, because this, if y'all working out, if y'all doing anything, if y'all feel good, it's called All For Me. You know what I'm saying? You see somebody fine in the club and you be like, damn, you look hot. You look good. Is that all for me? As you showcasing for me? This song is called All For Me. Check this out. Download it and put it on your playlist. I love that shit, and I'm sure you're going to love it too.
My guys are approved and semi-approved, my nigga. Run that.
For me. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. What up,
in a whole lot of places, and I done seen a whole lot of faces, but I never seen anybody like you, the way you're shaking and moving, I want you. I know you've been watching, I know that you see me, I can feel the attraction, so that you will feel me, and baby I see you. Signal to me, and the last one said come here. Baby, let me whisper in your ear. Is that all for me?
By the way you gleaming, plotting on you, just a bit I'm scheming. Match me to heaven by the way you spinning. You're a rapper and a singer, winner. It ain't that difficult, I'ma work a little harder to rock the boat. Eye contact is the only way to go, and nobody's in the room when I'm focused, so I'm pointing at you with my index finger, trying to get that prize on a left ring finger. Yes, I'm a fan and I got the big picture, but you're the smart one, can't you see that picture? What are you waiting for? Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of action, though. Take a shot, yes, come get you some. And you know that it's on if you with me, said it's on.
Is
if you with me, cause we grow.
Y'all already know. Y'all already know the fucking vibes. Backwoods TV every Thursday. That was Fly Guys Approved. And definitely I throw motherfucking thumbs up to that. Y'all already know this shit. Shout out to my boy Bryson B. Money J. Y'all go grab that shit, yo. He on fuego. Hey, yo. Y'all know the fucking vibes of this show. We on jumping straight in. The next gentleman I'm going to bring on my show, it's an honor actually having him on the show because I personally work with this man, and I let him get into a little detail on how's that, how so. Caller, state your name and where you from and what you do.
What's going on? What's going on, man? It's your boy Ghetto Kool-Aid calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, my guy, yo, welcome to the fucking show, Ghetto. What's good, though?
Man, what's good with y'all, man? You know what I'm saying? I see you up doing your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? I was listening in, tuning in, man. That song was all right, man. I was jamming to that a little bit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, that's homegrown talent, bro. That's from my hometown, so I definitely support that. But, yo, all, definitely kudos to my bro. But right now, my nigga, this your time.
But look, man, y'all already know what time it is, man. It's your boy, motherfucking Ghetto Kool-Aid, man, for Charlotte, North Carolina, man. Look, I've been doing this shit for, like, man, I'm going to say I've been shooting videos for, like, about 2 years. I've been an artist for, like, I don't know, man, since I was, like, I'm going to say since I was, like, 14. You know, now I'm making clothes. I'm branding myself. You know, I got drinks out, too. You know what I'm saying? If you want some Ghetto Kool-Aid drinks, I got you on the Ghetto Kool-Aid drinks. All flavors. It don't matter what flavor I got you on that, man.
Y'all already know the fucking lines. Yo, that man be working. That man be working. Yo, first and foremost, before I jump into the show and tell you a little bit, I know you was tuned in, but I'm still tell you how I run the show and what we do here, a little bit about it. First and foremost, yo, shout out to you because you shot the Garden of Eden video for me that's out right now. So, and you did a good job on that. So respect to you, number one, on that Garden of Eden. The views is at over 150 in my first 2 days of being on. So respect to you, brother, man.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I didn't know that, man. I'm glad to hear that. I love when artists, you know, let me know, you know, how good of a job I did, man, because I remember, like I say, 2 years ago when I was just doing promo videos, I would just shoot, like, little interviews, and I would go to the, you know, little open mics and shoot artists performing and shit, ask for, like, little $20, little $25, shit like that. So I come a long way from that, man. So shoot something and it come out that clear and it come out like that, man, I was like, man, that's what's up, man. And it was good chemistry from you. You know, you had a vision, and you saw your vision, you told me what you wanted, and I took what I, you know, thought that was dope to add to it, and we came out with that dope content, man. So there you go,
man. Yes sir, bro. But we talk about that on another show, because I'm, like I said to Bryson, I'm going to definitely bring you back for a whole segment because people don't know what you got going on. I personally know you tapped into a lot of shit. So basically, brother man, welcome to the show again. Shout outs to the fam too. We Made Us family and the whole Ghetto Kool-Aid fam because his missus out there right with him. So, you know, shout outs to his kinfo. Basically what we do on the show, I give my guests a chance to shout out their social media. I ask them 3 questions. Then I give them a chance to shout out their social media again, sort of for the people that's just tuning in or whatever. And then I go ahead and end it with one of your songs. So we're going to go ahead and jump into it. Hey, man, you already know where this first question going. So I just had to ask you because I ain't got to tap in with you really. How does it feel now after, you know, just starting 2 years ago with the videos and watching that progression and, you know, seeing all the benefits of positivity and just everything good coming together for you? How does that feel for you? And what's your thoughts on the process of getting to this point?
Oh, man, that's a good question, man. I'm gonna tell you, man, it feels very good, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, for a small, you know, a small city boy like me from the hood, that ain't grew up with a father, that, you know, mother was having strokes all his life, so the streets raised me, so nobody taught me how to be versatile. Nobody taught me how to really jug, you know, and really grind legally. Nobody really taught me how to get it out the mud, man, and really, really do it, man. But, you know, one thing my mother taught me that kept me afloat all this time was Jesus, man, was God, you feel me? So I salute Mom Dukes for instilling that in me, because that's, you know, been really, you know, pushing me, you know what I'm saying, knowing that, you know, it don't matter where you from, how old you is, it's just about, you know, how serious you want to be. It's about how hungry you are to really want it. And I know I want it, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want it bad. You know what I'm saying? So I'd be having dreams, you know what I'm saying, of thousands of crowds of people in all type of shit, man. That's how I know I'm not just, you know, putting work in, man. I'm chasing a dream that I'm trying to bring to reality. You know what I mean? So, you know, I ain't just out here just shooting people. Right.
I definitely respect, one thing about me that, you know, as far as me working with you and just coming across you, and this is straight off the books, for the record, Backwoods TV, this is just me personally talking to my peoples, like, hey, yo, I respected your hustle. When I seen you had your little man out there, your lady and your nephew was following and trying to pick up everything, yo, that told me right there what type of person you was. And I was like, you know what, that energy right there, the fact that he brought his fam out so he can meet my fam and we can kind of intertwine together and give everybody a chance, you know, mingle. That for the people that's listening, yo, like, no cap, cameraman shit is cool, but to have a whole genuine person behind that lens in that film, like, and be able to just trade ideas and, you know, him vibe with your management, like, yo, I'm telling you, it's a whole fucking vibe. So that was a blessing in itself. My second question to you, I heard you say earlier that you have merchandise and you're doing clothing and you're doing water. You want to get and juices and stuff like that. Do you want to get into a little more detail and tell the people exactly what you got going on with that?
Right. Well, basically, man, first and foremost, let me just start off with just letting them know what ghetto Kool-Aid mean, man. It means 11 color. You know what? Have you ever watched that show? If you paid attention to that show, 11 color, it's really about black people being them, doing whatever they want to do and telling the world that, you know, you can't tell me what I can't do. You get what I'm saying? And at the same time, it's actually, you know, letting the people know that, you know, that it don't matter where you from or what color you is, you can do anything what you want to do. That's, if you hear that song, when you listen to 11 Color, listen to that song. It tells you what 11 Color is about. The ghetto Kool-Aid, that's what ghetto Kool-Aid is about. It's about the same thing, you know what I'm saying? A small, you know what I'm saying, city guy from the hood that's just trying to turn that ghetto into positive. They're trying to turn that ghetto into, you know, them into light. Because the word ghetto, when you hear it, it's already dirty, you know? So I'm trying to fix that word, man. So when you hear ghetto Kool-Aid, they ain't gonna just think of just the hood. They gonna think of a nigga from the hood. That nigga from the hood did it. That nigga from the hood worked. He progressed. He got ambition. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what ghetto Kool-Aid means. And then as far as the t-shirts, you know, honestly, I wore it one day. I went to a venue in Alabama. I was doing my artist thing. And I went to a venue in Alabama, and I showed my fucking ass. Sorry for the cuss words.
Absolutely.
I showed out, man, and I had a shirt on, and it said Ghetto Kool-Aid Mixtape. That was my mixtape, Ghetto Kool-Aid Mixtape. And the people wanted the shirts. They wanted my shirt. And shout out to, you know, to my man, Carlton Evans and D'Angelo. Them boys, you know, Old Boys Production, they put that together with Money Train. And I was with them boys on, you know, on the tour to Alabama, man, and it was dope, man. And I love that. And that's where, you know, I took the shirts and started selling the shirts. After that, I said, bump it. I'm going to sell the shirts. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that came about with the shirts. And then the drinks, Ghetto Kool-Aid. It's just, as soon as you hear that name, Ghetto Kool-Aid, you think about drinking something. I don't know. I just thought about drinking something, you know. And I was like, man, I need to bottle that up, too. I need to take that and bottle it up. You know what I'm saying? Ghetto Kool-Aid. So, yeah.
Absolutely, yo. And that, like, that's respect, yo. And for the people listening, yo, I got 3-inch shirts, no cap. And the color schemes on the motherfuckers. They ain't see the shit I got at the house for it. But he gonna see it in the next video shoot. I'm gonna definitely, you know, I support Hungry Hustler, but I told y'all before, first and foremost, black businesses and black business owners. So, you know, that's first and foremost. But, yeah, y'all definitely need to tap in with that because Brother Man's shit is dope. Like, and I don't say that about everybody's shit, but his clothing line is genuinely dope, and his T-shirts is official. So I'm going to plug y'all with him as far as that. My final question to you, Brother Man, is, you know, in the next 5 years, where do you see yourself going with as far as being a cameraman and, you know, being an entrepreneur and holding multi-businesses like you have done so far?
In the next 5 years, man, hopefully, man, you know, that I want to have my own empire. I want my own label. You know, like, music didn't stop for me. You know, me as an artist grew into me being a videographer. You know what I'm saying? And now that made me promote heavy. So now I'm a promoter, too. I got that hat, too. I'll promote heavy. You know, so I'll promote a lot of artists. I like to hear other music than myself. So I already know at the end of the day I'm going to end up having my own label. I already know at the end of the day that I'm going to take pride in pushing artists, making artists better. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, man, I'm seeing myself, you know, at the top, you know what I'm saying, with the pyramid, with my empire, Ghetto Kool-Aid Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, Ghetto Kool-Aid shirts, Ghetto Kool-Aid drinks, Ghetto Kool-Aid models, you know what I'm saying, just Ghetto Kool-Aid everything, man, you know what I'm saying, that's what I really see myself doing, because I'm doing it for the right reasons. I don't care about no females, I don't care about no lame niggas, I'm doing this because I love my family, I love my son to death, that's what I'm doing it for, you know what I'm saying, like, some years back, bro, I was on drugs heavy. Nigga, I stopped that shit cold turkey, bro, because I love my dream. I'm going to follow my dream. Ain't nothing going to stop me from getting to that. So my energy is crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes I get more hated than anything now because, you know, now I feel like I'm cocky, but I'm just confident as shit now. And that ain't my fault. It's a lot of people Right.
You earned your stripes. Like, what the fuck? Like, listen, bro. You claim, like, well, number one, I'm going to just start off number one with saying, yo, you spoke it into existence right here on For the Record Radio and Backwoods TV. You spoke that into existence. Just keep grinding and claim it when it comes. You got this, bro. Like, you got the foundation behind you to do exactly what you want to do. And you just got to stay humble and hungry and positive like you've been doing. Like, because you're a humble soul, and I know that firsthand personally working with you, like, you know, you're a humble soul, bro, and there's not too many people. And, you know, to tap in a little bit on what you said, yeah, at one point, yo, this is the first time they, you know, people were hearing it too. Like, I went through a drug issue myself, so. You know, when my son was born, I looked at him and I was like, you know what? Some shit got to change. I got to stay out these streets. I got to get right. Like, and that's exactly what the fuck I did. I stopped hanging in the streets. I stopped doing what I was doing. You know, I'm still a pothead. That ain't changed. Like, but for the most part, I could definitely identify with your story. So, you know, respect to you. You already know you got We Made Us behind you. We back you, my guy.
I just tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, because I don't know how long I got, but you know, everybody that's listening, man, any artist that's listening, man, just be real to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't care about what nobody got to say. Nobody. When I mean nobody, bro, if you love that dream, chase that dream, but don't just chase the dream. Put work behind the dream. Put talk behind the dream. Put action behind the dream. And who am I to tell y'all that? But that's just how I'm feeling. That's just how I feel. That's how I feel about my situation. I'm tired of talking to niggas about my situation, about what I'm doing. I'm tired of talking about, I just want to do it now. I just want to prove it to myself now because I'm tired of talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
So, absolutely, understood.
You know, yeah, man, that's just how I am, bro. You know, that's how I wake up now. I wake up like a pit bull now.
You got us, like I said, you got We Made Us, and for the record, and Backwoods TV, you already know the shit, my nigga. You family, personally, so you got this whenever, and I'm definitely going to set up an interview in the upcoming weeks where I just bring you for a whole show. You and Bryson, y'all energy tonight, both of y'all was like two of the realest energies, you know, I've experienced in a while, especially on the show. I've come across some good energy, but the vibes y'all give is a hustle, stay hungry, motivated type of vibe. So it's respect, and I'm definitely going to tap in with you. You already know we personally got numbers. I'm going to tap in with you in the next few days, and we're going to go ahead and set you up for a whole show where we bring you in. And you won't really get into depth on anything because it's a lot of shit that people don't know that I know. And we was only able to get in so much time because, the show, and I got other guests as well. So, but, you know, you fuck with We Made Us. So the next We Made Us takeover, your ass is going to definitely be there, bro. But in the meanwhile, we're going to definitely set you up a show where we bring you back for a whole hour and give you the whole hour to be able to tap in really with what you're doing. And we're going to play quite a few of your songs, and, you know, we're going to tap in, though. But I want to thank you first and foremost before I let you shout out to social media and I ask you one last question. I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I want to thank you for everything you're doing for my team as well, and, you know, the vision you got on the videos and you bringing them shits to light and really loving what you're doing, genuinely doing it, and a great, efficient time, like, don't slow at all. So it's much love and respect on behind this radio station. Behind the one too said he's gonna need a shirt for you, definitely. But I'm gonna ask you a last question. Do you know what this song is right here?
Puta, you the goat, boy.
Yeah, I know what that is. Yeah.
I heard it, my nigga. You went the fuck off on it. You want to introduce your song to the people before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. That's a freestyle, man. It's called Ghetto Quarantine, you know what I'm saying? It's called Ghetto Quarantine, man. Y'all go check that out, man.
Y'all know the motherfucking vibes.
Puta, you the goat, boy.
What's poppin'? We in this bitch, we rockin'. I got hurt, we taking on Bucky, watch. Can't stop it, can't stand this 14 locked in.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Puta, you the goat, boy.
Yeah, what's poppin'? We in this bitch, we rockin'. I got hurt, we taking on Bucky, watch. Can't stop it. Can't stand this quarantine locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Yeah, but during your top 10. Nah, fuck you, pay me. Call my goons, they crazy. I'm a haters, baby. Born in the haters, baby. Smoking on gas, that's daily. And it's that Tim Bailey. Yeah, I do this shit, I go ham, dog. The way that I look at me, Sambo. Don't make me turn into Rambo. I slap it, go I'm on a handle. I'm a solid nigga, Chris Gamble. Chris Gamble. Hit him with the P, need to take that, Go to the store, can you break that, We in the strip club, can you shake that, One little million, don't break that, Took me a long time to get here, I thank the Lord for my blessing, Cause you know a nigga been stressing, Some shit teach you a lesson, Pay attention to the matches, Me and this bitch, come on the cousin and play with the stick. The gun so big like you walking a pit. You want the smoke, I throw to your shit. When it's up, you put in the ditch. I own that jack, but I am the shit. Let they come check, cause I'm crawling like a pit. I'm about to go nut like pistachios. I head to the top of the pass. Yeah, they like the style, got a feeling like they're going wild. Smoking the blow when I'm up in the crowd. The president's gas,
turn this shit down.
Yeah, what poppin'? We in this bitch, we rockin'. We rockin'. Yeah, I got hot shit. We passin' on one, keep watchin' away. Yeah, can't stop. Can't spend this 14 locked in. My body got rid of them tight. Yeah, my story hit top 10. Yeah.
It's your boy, yes, sir, man. Yes, sir, man. It's that ghetto Kool-Aid shit, man.
Y'all already know the fucking vibes, my nigga. We lit up this bitch. Backwoods TV. Every Thursday, callers do not fucking hang up. We in this bitch. If you hang up, you ain't going to be able to call back the lines after 10. So I got a surprise guest coming on after everybody. Make sure y'all call in and tap in, though. This is 7 days a week, my nigga. All week, every 9 p.m. Eastern time. Yo, tap in. We already got this shit locked. Y'all already know the number, 929-477-2425. Yo, tap in 7 days a week. Same time, same day. Yo, so we about to get in popping. I got two more guests, and then I got a surprise guest to close the show. But, yo, we going to jump into my next guest, yo. I've been watching the bro for a little bit, and he been snapping, no cap. But I'm going to let the bro come on and tell you his name and what he been doing. Hey, yo, caller, where you from and what you be doing?
You know it's your boy Capo for me, Scran. You already know I'm going to hold him out for 5-7, though. But it's Brooklyn Browser all day, you heard? Facts.
Yes, sir. My God, what the fuck is popping?
We lit, bro. Everything is popping, bro. I'm telling you, like, I'm just trying to turn up, you feel me? Like, you already know my situation. We talked on a different level already, you feel me? So, like, you already know my situations and all that. I'm trying to keep it pushing on this music shit, you feel me? A lot of people wasn't really fucking with it at first, but I feel like I found where I need to be at. And now, like I told you before, so now I love hooks. So that's where I started at. For me, that's where I started with shit. And now I got mad people hitting me for hooks and shit. So now I'm feeling it now. I'm feeling myself a little bit, but not too much. I'm trying to get there. You feel me? I'm trying to get like the other two, like the other two. I'm trying to get like them. You feel me? Facts.
Yes, sir.
They definitely was speaking some words of wisdom.
Y'all tuned in with my motherfucking boy, Capo. Yo, listen, I'm talking about energy. Energy for days, yo. Bro is the Facebook GOAT number one. He is the fucking Facebook GOAT. When it comes to some shit that you trying to just change the whole vibe, that's how I met, bro, and found out he did music by tapping in with this nigga. Yo, this nigga means me, and the shit he be posting is ridiculous. But, yo, no cap, yo, he a funny dude, he humble. He working, yo, like, it's an honor to get him on the show. You already, so, yo, good, first and foremost, welcome to the show again. I'm going to tell you how we doing. I know you've been tapped, bro, but I'm going to tell you. Oh, absolutely, it's a pleasure, brother, man. So, we already, I'm going to tell you how we doing on the show. I know you've been tapped in, but I still tell the new guests. When they come back, I ain't really got to jump into this segment part right here. But
right.
We basically give you a chance to shout out your social media. I give you three questions. Then I give you a chance to shout your social media out. And then I close out with one of your songs. So we're going to go ahead and jump straight into your questions. My first question for you is, how long have you been rapping? And what made you want to start rapping?
Not for nothing. I've been rapping for like a good couple years now. I got like 10 years now, right? But I ain't just started taking it serious until now, because when I was younger, you feel me, it was just like, all right, they expect you, what you gonna do when you get older? You gonna be a rapper or a ball player, right? Pick one. I picked the rapper. I wasn't balling, you feel me? So it is what it was, but the legs didn't work like that, bro. Fact. So now I just started doing it. My man's like, I was writing a little bit, you feel me? My man was like, yo, son, you should really do music. I'm like, nah, this shit for fun. But when other people started, like, telling me, like, yo, you good, you really could do some shit. it gave me the, like, confidence. So I was like, you know what? Let me see something. So I started doing it. Once I started doing videos, because, you know, people, they want to hear you. But it's all about, like,
the demeanor.
They want to see you. They want to see who they listening to, you feel me? So within that, once I started doing, like, and like you said, you peeped it on my Facebook. Like, once I started, like, really tapping in on, like, the Facebook fans, because I was throwing out mad comedian jokes, doing all that extra stuff. Once I really started putting in, like, the time with the music, it went skyrocketing from there. Like, people showing me love, people telling me, yo, I need hooks, I need this. So it kind of, like I said, it started making me feel confident and made me want to do this shit more. Like, I'm like, you know what? Because I got people that been doing it. Their views don't even look like what mine look like. And my shit don't even look that crazy. But the fact that, like, I could, like, stop and just come back and get that momentum, that's a motivation right there.
Absolutely, bro. Like, that's respect, yo. That's definitely respect, yo. I started out as a holiday, you know, like a little hobby and just playing with it and shit. And, you know, I started noticing people telling me, like, yo, your metaphors is, like, really tough, bro. Like, you need to start taking that shit more serious. So I got a similar story as far as that. So I definitely respect you on that response and, you know, just how you came into the whole situation. You know what I mean? But my second question for you is going to be, in the next 5 years with this music, where do you see yourself as far as an artist, and where do you want to be as far as accomplishments-wise?
Oh, not for nothing. I'm trying to take over. Everybody trying to make it somewhere, you feel me? I'm 1500. Cat, pirate, treasure what you got, take what you don't, sell safe, stay afloat, you feel me? So I take that to great with me. I look at that shit heavy, so I follow that type of energy. So if you're not going to give it to me, I'm going to take it, like, as far as, like, any opportunity. So I got plans that is going to provide me with the type of lift that I need to get where I got to go, you feel me? So I'm just hoping that I stay on the right path and keep doing it.
Absolutely, yo. And that's what that, yo, all you got to do, honestly, bro, like, I've been doing, I'm 34 in a few weeks. I started when I was 12, started seriously doing it when I was 18, yo. I'm actually starting to progress now, even at the age I'm at, you know what I mean? It's crazy, but I understand where you're coming from, and, yo, honestly, take the fuck over, bro. This your world. Like, niggas is just living in your world. That's how I look at it. Like, I look at it like I'm not in competition with nobody, but I'm also here to take the fuck over. So it's either you on board with me or you against me. But if you against me, trust me, that shit gonna come ugly. You know what I mean? So I understand where you're coming from. My final question for you is if you could collaborate with any artist right now in the industry, give me two of the dopest artists you trying to collaborate with. And I got a surprise for you after that before we jump into your song.
See, I mean, you know, I do that drill, so I'm probably gonna have to go with my man Jada in some form, because he gonna keep it old school, so that's gonna be lit. But then I gotta go new school too, so I probably deal with one of the Migos or my man Baby.
My God, all right, well, one, I'm down in North Carolina in the Baby's home state, so we will talk on another note. But I got one more surprise for you. Hey, yo, I know a dude, I know a gentleman that actually can give you further exposure and actually push you a little further. And on this show, we about giving opportunities. So callers, do not hold the line.
Shout out to
Bri, I know you on the line.
For the record,
Bri, I know you on the line. Hold the line, Bri. Hold the line. Little man is going to be my last call. I'm trying to get my guests out the way. So, Rob, hold the lines, bro, because they ain't ready for that. I had to keep that for the end. I got you, bro. But anyway, Capo, like, yo, honestly, yo, Jada, my nigga, and, yo, personally, one of my favorite new drill type artists, Pop, was the late Pop Smoke. He was dope as hell. I mean, unfortunately, took him passing away from me to really realize how dope his shit was, and, like, he was about to be the 50 of the new generation. Like,
he definitely not.
So you know what I mean? You know, I definitely fuck with your music. Like I said, I tapped into like at least 4 or 5 of your videos and songs. So I know what you're coming with, but
I'm at school.
We gonna talk about bringing you on the show so you can actually when you drop that and we can set that up. But we'll talk on the we on time today. A little bit of time, we'll set that up, though. You already know. We'll tap in a little later on that. But I got one person I wanted to bring into this call. Man, right here is actually a really good friend of mine. And he's a good dude, good soul, and he hungry, and he got something going on. And I wanted to bring him into the call. His name is actually Paul Mash, and this is my dude. So I want you to, I'm about giving opportunities on this show, and I want you to tap into what he's saying. Listen to all the shit he got going on. Then we're going to end it with your song. I got one more guest after you. Then I'm going to take another caller, and then I also have a surprise guest I brung in last second, but y'all going to love this. So, Fly Guys, go ahead and bring my guy Paul into this conversation. Paul, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Paulie. Yo, I got a hungry young artist. I've been watching him for a couple months on Facebook. You know, he's been dropping music constantly. He's been acting the fuck. You know, he's hungry. He young. He got a nice following behind him. I was telling him about you and you know some of the possible opportunities you can offer. So I'm gonna let you go ahead. First, I'm gonna introduce you to him. And I'm going to go ahead and let you tell them what you got going on. Capo, this is my dude, Paulie. Paulie, this is my dude, Capo. Paulie, go ahead and tell them what you're doing.
Okay, and by the way, it's good talking to you again. Sayonara, I hadn't talked to you in a while, so it's good to talk to you again. Anyway, yeah, my show is called Paul Mash TV, and what I do is I interview independent artists like yourself and Semi Sayonara said, he'll give you a little exposure. And the interviews aren't very long, about 5-10 minutes. All you need is a program called Zoom. And you also need one of your YouTube videos. And then I put that right after the end of the interview. And if you're interested, like I said, just get with anybody here at For the Record Radio, especially Semi Sayonara here, and maybe we'll get something worked out.
We could definitely get that situated. That sounds good to me.
All right, man. Sounds good to me, too, man.
This is what we're about on my show. We're about providing opportunities and networking and trying to help. You know, the next man or woman, you know, vice versa, try and get where they got to go. And that's a blessing on this show. I've linked comedians. That one provided an opportunity to another to get to where he's at. And, you know, they linked up. I didn't even know that. So, you know what I mean? This is what we about. And, you know, it's a blessing to be able to link Paul up with him. And, Paul, I'm definitely going to have Flock set up the group chat with you and Capo, so y'all can set that up. Capo, tap in with him. Paulie is a good friend of mine. Of all 7 days a week, you being listened to by the other 6 hosts, other 5 hosts of the stations. So it's a chance that you definitely going to come back for, you know, another opportunity, but it won't be on my show. So we'll get into that off the camera, you know, off the phone and cameras or whatever, but we'll top that up later. Do you want to go ahead and give the people a chance to follow your YouTube? Tell them about your YouTube links for videos, where they can find you on Spotify, any platform you want. And now I got one last question for you.
You can follow me on, of course, Facebook, you know, Capo Grizz. On YouTube, Capo, K-A-P-O-X. From you can follow me out of the net. Like I said, I'm still working on myself, so you're going to see me a lot, though. Don't worry about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. With that said, yo, before I ask you your final question, yo, I want to thank you for being with the show and fucking around with us tonight. And I know you're busy.
Oh,
you got shit going on.
A lot. This is my first interview, honestly. It's my first
one. That's what we're about. Expect many more, bro. Call us. Don't hang up. We going overtime. I got one more guest for you. I got my surprise guest. I got my surprise guest. And then I got one more person that's going to come on here and act up. It's normal to him. So I got three more calls. So everybody hang on the line. Yo, Capo, once again, yo, God bless you for coming through. And my last question to you is, you know what this is right here?
Shit going viral, you heard?
Just
amazing. It's that Capo Grizz viral. Cap in.
Yes, sir. Yes, my nigga. You already know the fucking vibes here on Backwoods Radio. Y'all heard it first. Shout-outs to my boy Capo. Jersey, where you at?
You already know. Shout-out to 7 Backwoods TV. We lit.
Yo. Fly guys. Hey, man. Y'all already know what we do. We made us TV.
Just amazing.
Yo,
Pop.
Yo, you think they going to finish?
This is going to go viral.
Capo.
What up?
Busy on it. Capture. Walk. 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 Walk down on them niggas. Don't play around with my niggas. It's going down for my niggas. I let her run for my niggas.
Shit go viral. Shit go viral. Shit get digital, nigga.
Digital,
niggas
nigga.
Claiming they riding. They not a friend of you, nigga.
Of you,
we
nigga.
Make a movie.
Movie.
We put an end to you, nigga.
Shit
gon' gang, you turn to a stain. Shit get critical,
get
nigga.
Critical,
shit
nigga.
Go viral.
Viral.
Shit get digital, nigga.
Digital,
niggas
nigga.
Claiming they riding. They not a friend of you, nigga.
You,
we
nigga.
Make a movie.
Movie. Movie.
We put an end to you, nigga. You
switch
from gang, you turn to a stain. Shit get critical, nigga. Big stepper when I walk in the room. Gang with me and they know what to do. 30 on me when I'm making a move. Case a nigga wanna pray that I lose. Niggas claiming that they holding them up. Street sweeper, I'ma leave with the broom. Niggas claiming that they holding them up. Street sweeper, I'ma leave with the broom. Go put a vest on them. Ain't talking on Nike, but my niggas with it, so we put a check on them. My niggas is with it, you know that they bodies is just for respect on them.
He
moving too crazy, act too fast, so we put a tech on them.
Then
we got the best of them. Shit go
viral.
Shit get digital, nigga.
Niggas
claiming they riding. They not a friend of you, nigga. We make a movie. We put an end to you, nigga.
You
switch from gang, you turn to a stain. Shit get critical, nigga. Shit go
viral.
Shit get digital, nigga.
Niggas
claiming they riding. They not a friend of you, nigga. We make a
movie.
We put an end to you, nigga.
You
switch from gang, you turn to a stain. Shit get critical, nigga. Niggas play tough, but they know my bop. Is you with it or not?
Is you with it or not?
Yeah, I'm calling the shots.
Debo
with me,
yeah,
he open them shots.
When
I'm moving, yeah, we spending your block. No ceiling, I'll be taking the top. Hit up Julian, yeah, he making it hot. Water whipping, yeah, we serving a pot. Go for the best of them. Ain't talking on Nike, but my niggas with it, so we put a check on them. My niggas is with it, you know that they bodies is just for respect on them.
He
move too crazy, act too foul, so we put a tech on them.
Then
we get the best of them. Shit go viral.
Viral.
Shit get digital, nigga.
Digital,
niggas claiming they riding.
Riding.
They not a friend of you, nigga.
Of you,
we
nigga.
Make a movie.
Movie.
We put an end to you, nigga.
You
switch from gang, you turn to a stain. Shit get critical, nigga.
Critical,
shit go viral.
Viral.
Shit get digital, nigga.
Digital,
niggas claiming they riding. They not a friend of you, nigga.
You,
we
nigga.
Make a movie.
Movie.
We put an end to you, nigga.
You
switch from gang, you turn to a stain. Shit get critical, nigga.
Get critical, nigga.
I already know what the fuck it is. Y'all already know what the fuck it is. We in overtime in this backwoods. Spark up. Y'all already know the fucking vibes. I got one more guest, then I got my surprise guest, and then I got the final caller, and we out of here. Shout outs to all my guests that came through tonight, yo. I appreciate all y'all that definitely doing y'all fucking thing. And it's all respect to everybody. I know y'all got a place here whenever y'all want to drop some independent music and get that shit heard. You already know what we do here on For the Record. Backwoods TV. Hey, yo, callers, don't hang up. Like I said, I got one more guest. I got a surprise guest that I'm going to tap in real quick. Then I got a final caller, and we're going to end it like that. Shout out to my boy Flock Guys at Behind the 1-2, my boy King Kush Money, Paul Mash. Shout out to the whole movement. Y'all already know what the fuck we doing. We made us, ENC. We in this bitch. Hey, yo, so this is what we going to do, yo. I got one more. I got my final guest as far as who I brung to the show tonight. This man is a personal friend of mine. He's been working. He's very underrated. And I think he should be above the criteria where he's at right now, but we're going to raise his level up. Caller, where you from and what you do?
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, Rod Queen from Plainfield. What up, Denny?
What it do, my boy? How you doing, brother?
I'm good. I'm good over here. Just chilling, man. 60 degrees. My
blessings.
Just graduated today, so, you know, we chilling.
Blessings, bro. Blessings. And I appreciate you, you know, taking the time to tap into the show and come fuck with us for the time being. I appreciate it. Always appreciate it.
Man, you know I had to come on here, man. You've been my boy since day one.
You already know the vibe.
Had to come on here.
Absolutely.
Only right.
Hey, yo, so you just tapping in. I appreciate you coming in. Once again, welcome to the show. I got basically, I'm explaining to you how we do it on here. We done it on live, but you on Backwoods TV now. We on a whole different vibe this time, so we gonna switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a chance to shout your social media out. I'm gonna ask you three questions. We gonna give you a chance to shout the social media out one last time for the people that didn't catch it. Then we gonna end it with a song of yours.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to jump into my first question with you off back, yo. How long have you been rapping, and what made you want to start rapping?
I've been rapping basically all my life since I was, like, middle school, but I took it seriously, like, I want to say, like, a good 2 years ago because, I mean, it took me a minute, I mean, to believe in myself. So, I mean, I was doing it with my boy Hop. Ronnie Eric, you know what I'm saying? I was doing music with them. And, I mean, I ain't going to say we was never taken serious, but, like, I got more serious about 2 years ago. So, but I've been rapping since a long time, bro, since middle school. I was writing rhymes in the lunchroom, so I've been rapping for a while.
Absolutely, bro. And, you know, I'm a fan, bro. Like, no cap, I'm a huge fan of your music, and I always thought you were underrated, and I always thought you was top 10 artists, especially coming from my hometown with, you know, the competitive nature of
and that's
what
why
we
I
had going on.
Bro, because you've been real since I've been making music. Like, even when I wasn't really, I mean, mixing my music, like, making it sound professional, you still was, like, rocking with that shit. So, like, you've been here for a while, bro. So, much respect to you, bro. I appreciate you, too.
Yeah, absolutely, bro, and it's a respect. The respect is mutual, bro. You always sharing shit. I drop some shit. You always tapping in, so I just show the love back.
Always,
I'm a reciprocating love. Always spread whatever love is given towards me and push it back out to other people and try and spread that positivity. That's always been me, so, and ultimately led to me doing what I'm doing as we speak, so. My second question to you is, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years as far as the music? What do you hope to accomplish, and what do you see yourself having to do to get it done?
In the next 5 years, I mean, I'm trying to start up a brand. It's not official, but like I got like this little record company that I want to, you know, come up with. It's called On Point Leg.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I'm going to make it a brand, you know what I mean? Start selling merchandise, come up with a whole different idea, bro, and like try to move this shit across the world, bro. So next 5 years, I'm trying to, you know, get my brand out there and be popping for real, man, on top of everything.
Yeah, respect, bro. And like, honestly, yo, I'm telling you firsthand, this is off the books for the record and off the books for Backwoods TV. This is me talking to you like, yo, honestly, bro, you got it. All you got to do is just stay humble like you've been doing because people watching you, bro. Trust me. There's always people watching, whether it's negative or positive, but you'd be surprised the trail of positivity you're leaving behind because people see you hustling. Like, all you got to do is stay humble and just stay out of that stupid shit that everybody got going on with trying to be the best.
And I know exactly what you mean, bro. Like, I just promoted my last song that I dropped, like, and it's like people that I never even seen ever looked at my story, like people liking my shit. Like, it's like people that I never even like seen a day in my life from different countries. So I know exactly what you're talking about when you say that, bro. Like, just believe in myself, keep pushing, stay humble, and wait till it's my turn, bro. And when I get that opportunity, you already know what's gonna go down.
Yo, you got next, bro. I say that personally, yo. I'm telling you, yo.
Word.
I said this from day one, like, you got next, bro. Like, just keep that attitude you got. Like I said, it's people that fuck with you and you don't even know it. Like, you know, like I said, I was fortunate enough to be brought into the situation I got going on with my team and we made us, but they always looking for artists. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you never know that right song you put out, and I just put that bug in their ear, anything possible, yo. That's the world we live in. It's just, you got to stay humble, bro. And you got it, yo. That's real shit. You got it,
bro.
Absolutely.
Real good, bro.
My
been final. Like this week. Been in motherfucking school and everything, man. You always been cool, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, bro. My final question for you is going to be, and I'm a freestyle this question because I didn't have, honestly, I know a lot about you, so I really didn't concept my questions as far as, you know, you, because it's just more or less personal. My last question for you is, if you could work with anybody right now from my hometown as far as your top three people you would like to work with, because you see the music they're putting out and it's a vibe of what you're trying to do, who would those top three artists be?
From our hometown, Plainsville?
Yes, sir. We're going to keep it homegrown on this one.
From our hometown, I got to say, I work with you, me.
Respect.
And myself. That's it.
My God, talk your shit. Yo, I ain't even mad at you, yo. My nigga, talk your shit, yo.
My boy. I got to shout out my boy Ronnie Eric. You know Ronnie Eric. That's our boy. He's from the field. And
absolutely.
My boy Hot. We've been doing music for like years, so those like automatic. I ain't even got to shout them out. They already know.
Well, yeah. Before I get into give you a chance to shout your social media, I'm elaborating a little bit on that as far as my third. Yo, honestly, I would have to say my three. I would genuinely like to work with. I could scratch one off the bucket list. I'm not going to mention him in his list because I finally got a feature with him, and that'd be Trav the Assassin. Top five,
okay.
Easily my favorites. I would have to say, honestly, Flames Boy. I've been wanting to do a song with him for I don't know how long. Also, I would say Carter from 116. Like, yo, his style different. And he's one of Flames' people and one of the co-founders of Benedict Whittem. So, and my third, honestly, would be this last feature that I'm working on right now to get set up, and that would be Hank Moody, because Hank Moody music different.
Okay.
So, but that's just my three. Before we get out of here, you want to go ahead and shout the social media out to people and let them know how they can tap in with what you got going on?
Yeah, y'all can find me on Instagram. That's where I be on the most, folks. At Raque Music, RAQUIE, and the word music. I'm on all platforms, so just type in my name, RAQUIE, and I'll be there.
Talk your shit, my guy. That's right, yo. Like I said, this is a day one. This is somebody I've grown up with since I was literally a little nigga, 11, 12, like, this is a personal friend of mine, so it's an honor to be able to actually interview somebody that I watch do the same thing I do, and, you know, it's a blessing. And make sure y'all tap in with Raque and the music, because I got some shit for y'all tonight. Hey, yo, matter of fact, speaking of that, brother, man, hey, yo, you know what this is?
Oh, yeah. That's that joy vibe right there. That joy vibe. That's that new summertime anthem right there, my boy.
You just dropped that, right? You just dropped that, huh?
Yeah, last Friday, I dropped that, man. That's that new summertime anthem. You got to go get that and play that, man.
Yes, sir. Yo, y'all already heard it first, yo. Before we jump into this banger, yo, shout out to my boy, Raqui, and God bless him for coming on the show. And, yo, I'm tapped in with you. We definitely know the vibes. It won't be the first or the last time you on this motherfucker.
Boy, I'm going to
see you soon,
here, man.
Flop. Let that bitch go. You already know what it is, Flop.
Let's go.
Yes, yo, we in
this
bitch.
Let's rock
out. Pull the
rap
the
radio.
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Now you know I'm from the east side. East side. But I met her on the west side. West side. Shorty bad, she got good vibes. And we about to get it poppin' on a joyride. Now let's ride. Yeah, you know I'm from the east side. Get it poppin' on a joyride. Now let's ride. Got the top down while the wind blow. Shorty bad as hell with them painted white toes. I see her looking at me, you know I'm looking back. So hot, she got me sweating out my wave cap. You know we on the road, but she want me to hit it. She gave me good brain, I couldn't do the speed limit. I had to pull over, cause I ain't wanna crash. We had people being nosy while they riding past. But we ain't give a damn, because we grown folk. I had her spitting on my mic and hitting high notes. Went to the back seat, a nigga had to eat. I hit it from the front, licking on them pretty feet. But we had to chill and take a break though. I looked up, a cop was knocking at the window. She like Raqui, yeah you know the vibe. We about to get it on a joyride. Yeah I know the vibe, yeah we outside. We about to get it popping on a joyride. Yeah I know the vibe, yeah we outside. We about to get it on a joyride. Yeah. Now you know I'm from the east side. Get it poppin' on a joyride. Now let's ride. Now we on the road, going to the next stop. Exit 49, we stopping at IHOP. We get to the table and we order food. She went to the bathroom, you know she sent the news. She like, come and get it, you really playing, yo. Now we in the back, making up a video. We heard somebody coming, so we had to dip. Pussy was so good, I forgot to leave a tip. Back on the road, going down 95. She wanted more, so I took exit 45. She like, hurry up, I really want it, babe. Gave her that tongue, ate her up like Chick-fil-A. Now we ain't stopping, we taking no breaks. Busted a good nut, she made me do the Harlem Shake. She like Raqui, babe, you know the vibe. We about to get it popping on a joyride. Yeah. Now you know I'm from the east side, but I met her on the west side, west side. Shorty bad, she got good vibes. And we about to get it poppin' on a joyride. Now let's ride.
Here, nigga. We got blunts in the air and all that good shit. Backwoods TV, nigga. We in overtime. Spark that up. Y'all already know what it is.
We live, baby.
Nigga, we in here. Nigga, we in this bitch. You already know. Flock, what up, though?
Chilling like
y'all
a
already
motherfucker
know
on Backwoods TV. Right here, you know the vibes, man. Semi Sayonara, all these hot artists. Salute to everybody here, man. We appreciate you at For the Record Radio. You know the vibes, man. We made us into
you already
salute.
They either tuned in or tuned the fuck out. You already know the fucking vibes.
Callers, don't hang up.
You heard? Do not fucking hang that phone up. Hey, yo, I got a Flop. I know somebody that I've been talking to. Yo, this little dude is nice. And I've been tapped in with him a little something. But we got a special gift for everybody at the end of this show. They ain't, Flock, I don't think they ready for this shit. Y'all already know the shit, yo. Hey, yo, matter of fact, we gonna go ahead and take a call, yo. Let me get, Flock, let me go ahead and take a call, yo. Caller, where you from and what you do?
You.
Yo, caller, where you from and what you do?
Charlotte. All right.
What's your name, brother man? Tell the people what your name is and what you got going on. Tap so they can tap in with you.
Hey, it's Key to Don, man. You know, the Don in there. I'm Charlotte, I'm only 16 doing this, man.
Oh, this the young boy. Oh, yeah. What's up, bro?
What's going on?
Yo, I was tapped into your pop, yo. He showed me you got quite a little resume, yo. You got a nice resume for your age.
I appreciate it.
Being that it's kind of a last minute thing, and I'm glad I got you on the phone next week on Backwoods TV. I want to bring you back to the show, and I want to actually give you a whole half hour set and let you actually talk to the people about what you do and tap into what you got going on. We're going to play some of your music. I'm going to interview you. I'm going to interview your pops. I'm going to talk to both of y'all because it's the last little bit. We're in the final quarters of this game, so kind of lead. I just wanted you to tap in real quick, and I've been talking about you and what you got going on, and I've been telling my boy Flock, like, yo, I got a youngin' that probably got more songs than niggas my age.
Yeah.
Absolutely, bro. I appreciate you tapping in. I know you're a busy man as well, and, you know, I appreciate the pops for bringing you to me because talent is talent, and no matter the age or where you from, so just know next week we're going to bring you on the show and we're going to get you for a full show and have you tap in with the viewers, and I'm going to have my viewers call in and talk to you. We're going to bring you in right.
All right.
That's something you can rock with you and your pops. I had you here from 9 to 9:30.
Yeah, I can rock with that.
Y'all heard it first on Backwoods TV and For the Record Radio. I got the young boy coming through next week. And when I tell you, bro, he got music on top of music on top of music on top. Yo, his pops was trying to show me everything because I'm a maintenance man and I'm on the go. I couldn't stop and listen to it all. Yo, the catalog just kept running down like, yo, it's going to be a pleasure to have you on the show next week, and I appreciate you tapping in real quick. But before you get out of here, yo, you want to go ahead and tell the people where they can find your music and what you got going on, because we're going to get into all that next week.
Yeah, y'all can find me on Instagram at @KeyToDon_2_. On Twitter, KeyToDon333. I'm on all platforms. I got a tape dropping on the 3rd, hopefully. If that goes through. And, yeah, it's only up from here now, man.
Talk your shit, young boy. Like, I know that's right, and that's what we do here, yo. As a matter of fact, in honor of the fact he dropping the tape, we on next week's show, with his consent, we're going to go ahead and host the show and throw him a little, you know, early release party and a little celebration for his hard work and what he got going on. We're going to tap into his new project. Is that something you and your pops want to get into?
That's something I love to get into.
Absolutely. Y'all heard it first, Flop. You already know what it is next week. I got a youngster coming through with tons and tons of fucking music. So make sure I'll be in detail with basically your manager, your pop. And, you know, I'll tell him everything that's going to be required so I can get you set up for next week's show. Basically, I'll tell you ahead of time so the bug's in your ear. I'm going to need 3 of your songs, MP3 form, email to me. I'm going to need a good quality picture for your flyer. And then I'm going to need you to text me the first three of your phone number, first three digits of your phone number, so I can pull your call for the interview. And that's all I'm going to need from you, brother, man. All right, brother, man. I got a surprise for you if you stay tuned on the rest of this show, you and your pops.
All right, I'm down for it.
Absolutely, yo. For the record, callers, do not hang up. We got 6 minutes left on this bitch. We about to go out with a bang, yo. Bro, we got you next week. We about to tap in with you.
I'm ready for it.
Absolutely, bro. And I look forward to the call with you, yo. I want to thank you for calling in tonight, yo. Rock, blessings on you bringing little brother through. Like, I got you, my guy. He good with us. We going to take care of him here on For the Record and Backwoods TV. He's tuned in with six other hosts.
It's on from here, man.
We in this bitch, Flop. You already know the fucking vibes. Hey, yo, we going to go ahead and jump to my special, my special surprise for everybody. I got two people coming on for this last segment. I got to bring my two apes on for this shit. It ain't a party unless my apes come through with them banana clips. Hey, yo, Flop, you already know what we discussed, bro. Bring them on.
Yo,
I need
what's going on, man? It's that motherfucking boy, Haiti the Great, a.k.a. OG Savage, Shadrack in the motherfucking building. Simi, what's up? Man, what's going on, everybody in the motherfucking building, man? Shout out to that boy, Simi. Shout out to that boy, God. Shout out to King Cook. Shout out to every motherfucker that's tuned the fuck in right now, man. I am Haiti the Great, a.k.a. OG Savage, a.k.a. Mr. For the Motherfucker Record himself. I got a show every motherfucker Sunday called The Great Boss Show. To everybody that's tuning in right now, y'all tune in to that motherfucker show called The Great Boss Show, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Central. You know we do this shit 7 days a week. And we got a full, whoever got the greatest boss, man, July 18th, man, y'all come through, man, on that motherfucker Sunday, man. I swear to God, man, $400 contest, man. Y'all tune the fuck in, man. This ain't the great. I come in 50 bars real fast, man. I ain't come to talk too much, though. You feel me? What's going on?
Nah, we about to switch it up, Haiti. We about to... Hey, yo, Fly, where you at, bro? Where you at, Fly?
I got a 50 bars right here. You feel me?
Yo, we about to do this, Haiti. We about to have a live cypher to close the show.
I got it right here.
A live cypher.
I'm
sorry,
I'm
a record.
Hey, you know what? You going to take this shit off right now. I'm going to go to, I say, shut your mouth. OG in your presence. Saint Nick is here. I got a clip full of presents. I get the streets what they want. Lyrical heaven, feature Haiti the Great on your track. Lyrical blessing, yeah. I get it cracking like New Year's Eve and Shy Rock. I spit that closed casket shit. That's a known fact. Hollows on my hip. You get the picture, Kodak. I saw gangsters turn to the police. I call them Kojak. This that closed casket. Not that mask off. I fuck with the war. And drama's what I brought. I know your friendship shit got double sword in the mouth, but I stay rhyme looking for us that sword on the route. Shy Rock shit. You would never understand it if you was never on the other side of the cannon. Bad feeling. I won't let it happen again, so it stay with me. That's my next kin. I keep a chocolate Barbie. She belong with Ken. Poe got a boob job, but it ain't nothing to tell you. Monkeys want war. I keep a 9 to clip the shells. Free my nigga out the feds. Conviction rate false as hell. They ain't even have a case, but my nigga still went to jail. Gets it to prove innocent is a fucking fairy tale. Y'all niggas ain't ready to die. I'd rather go to jail. This that closed casket shit. Rats go and tell. I'd rather go to jail than make a deal with 12. I'm a black gay. Stop and get money since I was 12. I borrowed the work. Nigga, I never need a scale. OG Savage sold the water and poked the well. Get in that money and stacking it. Death stitches, you be lagging it. I turn your pieces of back and bets, and then I go blow up your habitat. You niggas is laying. You fucking with me is like a myth in your brain. I put your face in the frame, but nobody remember your frame. That's that closed casket. Hey, the great shit, man. Y'all go crazy, man. So my boy send me them. Y'all know what it is.
Y'all already know what it is. They said they wanted Haiti the Great, Simi, and Flock Gaza. I told them we on Backwoods TV, and really it's no problem. Keep a Batman in the back. I'm known to rob them. Run up on you niggas with guns and them revolvers. Big money spitter with shots. I'm on crazy. Tell you niggas, fuck that. I'm rolling up, piffing the hazy. Half on the weed, never half on the baby. You niggas still sleeping on me. Y'all looking lazy. Run up on me, I had you pushing up daisies. I'm from the 80s, so go against me, you crazy. Me and Flock told y'all niggas, you tuned in or tuned out. We running back from East Coast to down south, from down south back down to Chirac. You know how we coming through like pit bulls.
How the hell
back,
you
big back.
They all sound like trash.
Y'all already know the shit. Yeah. Semi-side and our light bars.
Oh, damn.
Go ahead,
Dan.
Hey.
Oh, my turn?
We heard you, nigga.
Oh,
I heard you. You said niggas is trash. Let me see what you got. I'm right behind you, nigga. Go ahead.
I like to mess with y'all. That's all. I like to hear that, but that monster. That's all. Look. That's all. Look, we hit spitting that live freestyle, which means live wire. Every day I feel like I'm wired. I spit to go ham and make niggas retire. Milk box, they should have been expired. I'm on mine, no Oscar Mayer. Pass the hot dogs, McGuire. Yep, he played for a baseball team and I forgot the name, but that's a shame. Either way, it'll be okay, because I'm going to make it someday. I've been under the sun, and I'm feeling some way, maybe like I'm all hot and bothered. I'm trying to tell everybody, watch out, because I steal your mama. Yep, it's no problem. I ain't got a pistol whip you and beat you with the revolver. When I come in, throw your hands in the air like a robber. When I sit it, I'm off my future, because I'm being honest. I go in. When I come, it's a whirlwind. They saying, damn, he done caused another tornado. This nigga's crazy. It was that boy Devilino. They ain't know that the nigga was drugs. He is so dope, got a flow on your face. Bop, bop, I play tic-tac-toe.
That's all you got? You came with that shit, Delino? Oh, man. It's my turn, right? It's my turn.